than the Love twin Talk camp, Radio. Females.
Talking about calves?
Yeah.
The baby cows.
The baby middle cows, yeah. And the red heifer that Dad had, that was Lulabelle. She was a big, big cow. And my sister Jo used to set on her when she was laying down, the cow. She'd crawl up there and fall asleep. Take her naps under the shade tree. And that cow would not move. When they butchered her, none of us could eat the meat. They had to give it away.
Oh.
Yeah, we were so attached to that cow.
Welcome, guys. We're going to have to get going here. We got Blog Talk Radio and everybody with us. And we were enjoying the trip around the farm.
Yeah, I love it.
The farm, yeah.
I love those farm stories.
Yeah, we had good memories.
Yep.
So welcome, everybody. Glad to have you with us tonight. This is the Community of Faith. And this is where you got real people with a real God helping us make a real difference in a really, really exciting day.
Yeah. Amen.
It was a good one, wasn't it? I think it came straight from the Holy Spirit. So welcome, guys. We've been talking about learning how to hear the voice of the Father and seeing what he sees and doing what he does and being blessed. And we're going to be in that vein again tonight. Well, I think I'm going to share another message from days gone by.
All right.
Just because that's so much fun to do. And so we welcome you here tonight. And we got a little different kind of start, but it's all right. We got it. And let's do our normal start that we always do. Rise for the flag and make our pledge of allegiance. And start with our prayer of faith that we always start with, because, you know, the more we pray the same prayer, not out of repetition so that maybe God will hear us and answer, but faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
And thank God for that. Here we go. Here we go. All right. Maybe. Here we go. That's where we're going. Welcome Sunday, Sister Rebecca. Welcome to all our family and friend that's around the world. Glad to have you guys with us tonight. Let's share the screen. There we go. Whoops. I didn't do it right.
Got real close, though.
Got real close.
Yeah, we got a screen up.
There we go. If you will, rise together with me. We'll make our Pledge of Allegiance. Ready? Render your honor. I pledge allegiance
to the
flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we're going to have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action. Those who paid the last full measure of devotion. Those who tonight bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will, at some point, stand somewhere today. Remember those, their loved ones' life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America,
my
home sweet home. And now, let's pray our opening prayer. Here we go. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, and amen. And now, let's speak the commanded blessing of unity. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. I like that, life evermore. And I like the thought of God commanding me to be blessed.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Some people have never even heard out of the Bible that God said he would command a blessing. But he did. And we receive that commanded blessing. Ephesians 4:1. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then, it didn't work. And then God gave us the example and the look at what we're supposed to be like every day. There is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. And then Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, teaches us what we're going to look like in the end times. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God in our life. Thank you, Lord. And now, Ephesians 4:14, the strength of the body, so that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craft of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Now here we go. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. May God bless America. Thank you, Father, for everything you have done for our great nation down through all the years. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your the pastors, thank you for the leaders. Thank you for all of the people down through the history of this world and our nation who have made this nation great. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you that we're still free and we will always remain free in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And now, let's speak from our declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And now, just like we do every night, our patriot prayer of dedication, because this is who we are. Amen.
Amen.
Father, help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. And we highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here,
right now, today.
We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Whoops. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord. Heal our we seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. And now, we'll speak the prayer against the isms. Then we'll get into our teaching for tonight. In the name, high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power,
might, and dominion.
In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus, and we bind all of the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all other isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You have no right or claim or historic authority our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, children of God, turn to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit you have dug for the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 144, 14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
for
Father.
Your word.
Welcome aboard. We're glad to have you with us tonight. Now, let me see if I get caught up.
Hi, Mary.
Mary Pastorick, welcome. Good to have you with us. Rebecca Smith, Roger Oxy. Brother Dan over there holding down Blog Talk Radio. I need everybody to pray for me because I'm fighting this same thing again. And we win.
We win.
Say it, we win.
We win.
You pray.
Father God, we thank you for this time together, for this community
Amen.
Of faith program,
Shamanu
for all of these believers that join together to draw closer to you
and
learn greater understanding of you,
thank
your
you.
Will, your ways.
Thank you.
And Father,
you.
We pray right now for Pastor Sam. This adversary
this.
That is coming, trying to come against
trying.
Him. We bind.
We bind it.
This. Force now. We
in
bind
Jesus
it. We
name.
Cast it down. We declare your shield of protection
thank
around
you, Lord.
Him. That no evil.
No evil.
Maybe back of the enemy can come
and
near
your bossy.
And we thank you, Father, for your continuous protection
thank you,
and love
thank you,
and
thank
comfort
thank
and
you.
Assurance
thank
in
you.
And over his life now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen and amen. And I thank you. It's always good to have a wife that prays, isn't it? Thank you, Sunday. Appreciate your help. Now, last couple of times we've been here, I guess all week long, as we've been here, we have been studying, teaching for a week now. And that is, Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father do, and I only say what I hear my Father say. Now, I have a message that is from the past. Let me do this. Let me get YouTube going. And I've been wanting to share this one, and it's not titled the same as this, but we're going to hear the same principles, and we're going to hear it from our own house. Now, that's a pretty cool deal. Brother Andrew Womack said, I sat down and watched my TV program the other day. It's what he said. And he said, I got a revelation while I heard myself preaching. Now, you might think that's a little weird. It's not weird. I think it's pretty cool because it's proof it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you, to and through you and I. Now, let's grab these verses real quick before we kick this thing live in Jesus' name. So if you will, go with me to John 5. 19:20, and then verse 30. 19 and 20, and then verse 30. Really enjoying the growth and development of all of us as we've been watching these videos from before. Because it's interesting to see, hey, James Denny Jr. is with us.
Hi.
Welcome, James. And there's Mary.
Hi, Mary. Oh, we said hi to Mary.
I said hi because you said hi, but I didn't see her.
Oh.
Good to have you guys. John chapter 5, verses 19, 20, and 30. Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. That's an interesting statement. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than what you've seen right now, that you may marvel. Then verse 30. I can of myself do nothing. This is Jesus talking. I think this really messes with a whole lot of church doctrine. Because Jesus is saying, I can't do anything in my own self. Well, now that we're going to make that statement, now we got to make the statement that says, well, wait a minute. if we can't do it in ourselves, then how in the world are you doing it? But what Jesus was saying, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. And Jesus is saying, I do what I do, carry out my Father's will. I say what I say so that I'm speaking the will of the Father on this earth. Now, let's look at another verse. Let's go to Matthew 16, 24 through 28. I'm just kind of setting up my verses for tonight, you and me in 2022, and then we'll see what this guy has to say back in 2020. Watch this.
Was that when it's from 2020?
Yeah, from 2020. Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself. That's a challenge for some people. Take up his cross and follow me. It's not a challenge if you stay in the kingdom. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Well, I'm going to say nothing if he's got any sense.
No.
For the Son of Man will... Then Jesus goes from that right into this. For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels. Then he will reward each according to his works. That's our theme for the verse, for the year,
yeah.
Right out of Matthew. Assuredly, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Remember this. Jesus never said anything except for what he heard the Father say.
Yeah.
So when you and I see these words like this, we've got to just look at it and say, Jesus, keep right on and talking and sharing with us exactly what we need to see.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you're like, well, all of us here are like this. I'll lay my life down for you, Jesus. Show me who you are in my life.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, I got this all set up. Everybody's ready in all the different rooms. So we might as well not wait any longer. This is from April 13th, 2020. All right, just like I said a minute ago, I was ready. And now I'm going to say to you again, I'm ready. And let's see. Are we ready? Oh, that's what's going on. Everybody pause. Let me get ready again.
All right.
Because I couldn't figure out what was going on. And that was in the wrong browser.
That is so funny to see it like that.
That's why I'm used to
it. Is it?
Yeah.
Is your knee bothering you?
I'm fine.
All right.
Wow, check out the hair on that dude.
Check out the hair on that dude. Here we go. Are you ready? April 13th, 2020. Forever. That means right here, right now, no matter what you're facing, his mercy is enduring forever. Those of you that might have a loved one that needs prayer, if they're sick by any sickness, let us know. We'll be glad to pray for them. Somebody you know in your community, give us the first name only, and we'll be glad to pray for them right now. Here's the cool thing about our prayers. They're working. They're working. Our dear friend Angel, who's usually here with us and adding scriptures, she probably won't be with us tonight. Her uncle did cross over to the other side. He's in heaven tonight. And I ask you to pray for her family. I don't know how much she'll be on here with us in the next couple of days because of everything that includes. She said they did allow them to come together in the funeral homes a few people at a time. So that's a good thing that the local community can make that happen. And then I would ask you to pray for my family. One of our uncles crossed over the other side. We lived a very good, very wonderful Christian life. And I ask you to pray for the Cobble family from that point of view in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's keep going here. This is Psalm 136 and verse 4. To him alone who does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. As I was watching today, and we'll receive communion here in a little bit, just letting a few more people show up. As I was watching or studying today, you start looking at everything God did to deliver his people. It's like, that is amazing. How many of you watched a whole bunch of church on Sunday? I did. How many did we watch, probably? At least 10. We watched a bunch. We watched a bunch. We was with Dr. Barkley because he had drive-in church. That was awesome to see. And then Dr. Winston. And then my brother Joe. And then I saw a little bit of my cousin, my nephew Danny. And then we saw... I saw Angel's live that she did. And then where did we go? We kept right on going. It was a great, great, great day to see America overcoming. But think about the great wonders that have been done around the world since this whole fiasco started, this attack of the enemy. People have come together in a way that we've never come together before. It is amazing to see. And the strength of it is the body of Christ united. We didn't separate. Our enemy had no idea what he was going to do. And you and I have stepped up. The body of Christ has stepped up and said, nope, you don't get to do that. And we have bound this devil all over this earth in a way that Amen. That the devil and whoever the people are that allow him to use him, Teresa, welcome. We have to realize that we, the church, have stood up in a way that our enemy can't combat this.
How does he combat?
Remember this about the devil. He's a flesh devil. That's what got him kicked out of heaven. Jesus said to the disciples, I saw Satan fall like lightning. He tried to raise him against God. Well, the church has been praying against this situation happening for years, probably a decade now. I would say I've been praying against this for a decade and people who are with me. So there's so much prayer already stored up. And the enemy is so foolish, He doesn't realize the prayers are there. He sees what people do. Well, these prayers have been unleashed. And God Almighty is helping. Now, like Tricia says, loss is severe. And we should never minimize it. And we must pray for every family that has lost someone. Because that's a very, very severe situation.
Yes.
And in the middle of this virus not being as destructive as what they said it was going to be, I forget the number, but it's like 1 million people around the world or whatever the number is, huge number. How many people around the world have actually died from it? And if it's one person, it's too many. I know at the beginning we were talking about, many of us were talking about, it's not as bad as the regular flu virus. Why are we shutting everything down? I still feel that way. However, when you lose a loved one, you've lost a loved one, and there's no way to minimum, whatever that big word is, and we stand with you in faith in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want to get two more verses. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. That's Psalm 136, verse 5. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made the great lights, for his mercy endures forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endures forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. Think about this. God and his mercy. Hi, Uncle Angel.
Uncle Angel.
I did not say that on purpose, Angel. It's good to see you. How is your family doing? Glad you were able to go and be with your aunt and be a part of that. Now we're going to pray for you and your family. We're going to pray for my family. Last night, one of my uncles went to heaven. And so we understand this. And there's people left behind that now have to do something with that hole, that place that that person filled, no way around it. And you know what? You know what's interesting? Is our God has in his word a written plan of how to deal with sorrow.
Yeah, he does.
He really does. And he says some very specific things. That's good to see that you're holding up. And be the strength for that family. You know the word of God. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. You're filled with the love of God. It's very evident here. And you will be a blessing to your family during this time. So we're going to take communion. So if you have... If you got your communion elements, you can get them out now, and we'll begin the process of receiving our communion elements. Now, some people would say, don't do this every night.
Now, I'm going to save the communion till the end. All right, so here we go. Let's move this guy forward a little bit.
I just wanted to play that first part there because it reminds us of where we were at as a church body. And you know, we're going to – here we go. Let's sing our song together. Here we go.
Your roaster is still
feeding up,
right?
So let's all sing Amazing Grace together because it's one of our favorite songs. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believed, through many dangers, storms, and viruses, I have already come. His grace hath brought me safe thus far. And grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, ransom me. And like a flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. Praise God, 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 praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Father, that you always meet with your people. You told Moses, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. I speak that over every person here tonight, that maybe fear grips them when they try to sleep.
Yeah.
I speak the same word to you that God spoke to Moses. My presence shall go with you, will give you rest. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that right here, right now, at this time, in this room here, and all across Facebook tonight, wherever this may go,
wherever it may go,
thank you, that your presence goes in it. Your presence goes with it. And that people have rest.
Amen.
May they sleep like they've never slept before.
Amen.
The psalmist said, you will give your beloved sleep and rest. May the peace of God that passes all understanding, fill their heart and mind. Because they put their mind, they keep their mind stayed on you and what you've said. That you would never leave us and you would never forsake us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. That you're the same.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Today.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses. Today. For Samuel Cottle. Bob and Ruth Cottle. Angel. Wow. Tisha. Teresa. And all the people that have joined us so far tonight. You're the same yesterday,
yes,
today,
today,
and forever.
And forever.
Forever. Not just sitting on a cloud.
Not just,
no, an eternity of life and wonder and joy and
Amen.
Peace
Amen.
With you. And we thank you. Not only do we speak your word in faith, but we experience your presence right now, right here, at this time, manifesting into the lives of every person that is here. That's amazing, Lord.
It's amazing
how your presence will come upon us.
Thank you for your
come up from within us.
Yeah.
And it'll manifest in reassurance and in hope and in peace.
Thank you.
And I ask you to do that for each of these tonight. I thank you that you're doing it right here in our house right now. And we receive it from you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, hello, everybody. Glad that you are here with us tonight.
Amen.
Brother Jeff, you're here early tonight. It's good to see you, man. It is good to see you.
Jeff Nowak. Yeah.
If you guys aren't essentials, look at Jeff's picture and then scroll up a little bit and look at Tisha's picture. And then scroll up a little bit and look at Teresa Teagarden's picture. And then look at me. I'm an essential. Out of work early. Well, hallelujah. Those were some beautiful pictures that Kelly posted last night. Is that out in you guys' backyard? God bless you, Tisha. Wait, let's pray for Tisha right now, Father. We speak over Tisha and her life and her family, her job. Thank you, Lord, that she's got a job there in one of the stores.
Wow.
Thank you that she's making money, their family's blessed and taken care of.
Come a long way.
We declare Psalm 91 over. I know, Tisha, I know she's speaking it already. That no plague will come nigh her dwelling, and she's hidden in the secret place of the Most High God. Thank you, Lord, that her hands are hands of healing and blessing wherever she goes and whoever she talks to. May the words of life and grace and peace be hers. May her sleep be peaceful tonight. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray over everyone working today. All of the essential workers that are out there today making it happen. Every truck driver. Brother Dave was here tonight and all the men here in the Bakken making it work. Everybody on the drilling rigs. 35 of them still drilling. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. May they not back off. May American oil in American soil for Americans lead this
thing.
Lead us out of this. And we declare this the blessing of God here and the health and strength that these people need in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bless every truck driver. Help them get sleep every night. Help them to be alert while they're driving. May they find their favorite YouTube channel and their YouTube preacher and just spend all day in the Word every day and be blessed. Be the most powerful people when they hit the dock at night or hit the dock during the day. We bless them today in that. We bless our doctors and our nurses and the specialists. We bless housekeeping and the cooks. We bless the pharmacy in the hospital. We bless all of those it takes to make a medical center work. Make sure there's ambulances out there and emergency responders and the flight medics. We bless them, Lord, with great health and strength and peace in the name of Jesus. May every one of their immune systems be strong, filled with life, filled with the vibrancy that comes from Almighty God. We declare that in every community, people stand up and go to the hospital and say, can I just pray for you at the beginning of the shift? In the name of Jesus, we bless them. We bless doctors and nurses to stop the whole thing and say, we're praying right now. And do it over every room and see people delivered and set free from this. We thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We bless the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, our police. In the name of Jesus, you took an oath to support, to protect, and defend this Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Thank you. We, the American people, say thank you for doing it. And now we declare over you, protect and defend this great Constitution.
Amen.
Do it. Help us, we the people, the protected. Help us to know what to do to support you. And we declare it right now in the name of Jesus, every enemy, whether foreign or domestic, that is trying to stand up against our great Constitution and the great United States of America, we rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. That's more powerful than a Tomahawk cruise missile or an A-10 warthog flying in your backyard. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. You swore to protect and defend this nation. Now do it right. Or get out.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Father, in Jesus' name, take that prayer that we just prayed. Based in the blood of every warrior that ever gave their life, that ever paid that last full measure of devotion and laid it on the altar of freedom, that blood cries out today. Their life cries out today. Their service cries out today. Their sacrifice cries out today that liberty and justice will stand in this nation.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And these evil, wicked people will be removed. I'm not saying names, Jesus. You do it. Make it public. Make it specific. Make it specific. You spoke to the prophet and said their name would be removed from the history book.
Wow.
Thank you for speaking through the prophet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you that your word has never failed us. And America is safe. Bless President Trump.
Wow.
Vice President Pence.
Wow.
Bless his cabinet. Bless all the governors and the senators and the representatives on the national level and on the state level, the mayors, city council members. We bind stupid. We loose. You will have the wisdom of God,
amen,
which is pure and peaceable and easy to understand in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
In the name
of Jesus. Bless every one of us. to see the simplicity of faith, Jesus. May we not make this stuff difficult.
Help us.
May we just take your word at its point, that it is, and receive the power and the strength of it right now in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus.
We pray tonight for Angel's uncle's family, Uncle Sa's family. In the name of Jesus, bless this family.
Yes.
They've lost one of their patriarchs. Everybody knew him in a different way. He was important to everyone. We pray this over everyone in America who's lost a loved one. You said, blessed are they that mourn,
for they shall be comforted. In Jesus' mighty name.
They shall be comforted.
They shall be comforted.
Thank you that you promised us in Isaiah, Father, that we, by the oil of the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit, could comfort those who mourn in Zion.
Thank you.
I bless Uncle Stan's family.
Yeah.
Stephen and Marilyn and Carolyn, all of the nieces and nephew. We all loved him so much. Supernatural, Father. Supernatural. In the name of Jesus, we lose no one else important to us. We live and we do not die. In the name of Jesus. I speak over Glenn and Doreen, healing and health,
yes,
and strength,
yes,
and life more abundantly. I pray over every family
right now
that has lost someone to a virus, a sickness or a disease, to COVID. COVID-19, we've rebuked you. SARS-2, we've rebuked you. We've rebuked pneumonia and regular virus. We've rebuked you, and that rebuke is solid in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And now we pray that you would fill their heart with healing and strength, Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes.
You promised you would do it.
You promise.
And we give you glory. Lord, those of us that are here tonight, right now, we join together as brothers and sisters of the cross, as soldiers of the cross, as sons and daughters of you, the great God and King of all the earth. And we say, strengthen those hands that hang down. May strength come to them. May we be a blessing to everyone around us. Be a blessing to everyone around us.
In
the name of Jesus. We pray now for our brothers and sisters around the world who don't have the benefit of our great Constitution. May they be strong in the Lord. May they be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. May the persecuted church around the world have strength and miracles, signs and wonders that leaves the enemy that have them held captive, leaves them stunned to the point they don't know what to do with. May revival break out in prison camps and places where they're tortured. May the God of Abraham show up in physical form and show this enemy, leave my kid alone. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May every one of us. America's blessed abundantly. But may we declare it. People around the world will learn how to manifest what they have like the fishes and loaves. Because you're the same God then. And you looked at the disciples and said, why don't you guys do it? Which means it's possible. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we're not praying for dead God.
Thank you.
New.
Live and well.
Amen. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro across this earth. Seeking whom he may show himself strong in behalf of those
who
love him
and
believe in him. You told us to speak to the mountain and it'd be removed. We've spoken to this mountain. It is removed. And now we do our duty. And we do what the body of Christ does. And that's support in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
In Jesus' name we
pray. Jerusalem, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes, we do. And
our brothers and sisters who are in Israel. The whole world is focused on Israel. We know the more they focus, the closer we get to the end. And you told us, rejoice, for your redemption draws nigh.
Amen.
We bless them now. We bless them now in the name of Jesus. 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 Well, let's do this. Everybody find a flag in your home. Turn and face that. Render your honor by saluting or putting your hand over your heart, whichever is proper for you. And let's make our pledge of allegiance to this great nation under God. You want to? Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now,
amen.
I want to sing it. Hey, it's just us. We might as well. Everybody sing God Bless America with me. You want to? Here we go. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Whoops.
Oh, I thought there was another verse. Sorry.
Well, that just
from the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Here we are. Somebody shout amen, hallelujah, clap, or do something.
Amen, hallelujah, or clap.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. For those of you that are with us normally, Sister Angel asked us to pray for her uncle. Angel, I asked you once before, is it Sa or Uncle S-A? How do you say, what you saying there? So I'm saying the right words. He passed into heaven. And of course the family's dealing with that. And then I've asked you to pray for my family.
I start over?
Did you?
No.
Oh no, I refuse to give our enemy anything. But within our family, we have lost, I don't know, this is the fourth now. S-A, okay, I got you. All right. We have lost four people in the last 6 months. And it's a serious thing. Three of them in one family. And no more death.
No more death. Amen.
No. Uncle Stan is in his 90s, so, you know, he's lived a wonderful life, amazing man of God, Christian all of his life. One of the great members of the Calvary Baptist Church in Midland, Michigan. Wonderful, wonderful Christian. And so everybody knows where he's at. And it's just that now this giant of a person is no longer there. And that leadership falls on the shoulder of the next generation. And nobody ever wants that to happen. So we ask for your prayers too. Your uncle was 83, all right? Yeah, 83 years to fill a lot of people's lives, and that leaves a hole. God promises that he will bless us and care for us, and that he will help us. Apostle Paul said, we do not sorrow like those who have no hope. We do have hope. We know where they are.
Yeah.
And it's when they're not that age, and they leave us, that we were left speechless. And so in the name of Jesus, life for these people. Well, let's take the next step, and that is tonight we're going to be studying part two of Do You Know What Your Weapons Are?
I do.
I appreciate Angel's help in putting in those scriptures. And everybody watch, because, you know, throughout this week, Angel's going to be with her family from time to time. And so if you don't see her here posting, don't hesitate to post the scripture when you hear us refer to it. Or you might hear one she misses, put it in there. Nobody's going to get offended. The important thing is the next people that come and watch this, and there's always about 100 people after this process is finished here tonight that will come and watch this live stream. And so I like to have it there. And if all of us work together, we make a mighty team and a powerful force that can be a blessing to other people. I would encourage some of you who are here tonight, even though we may not see who you are, I would encourage you to go back and view some of these other ones. On Friday night of last week, I had kind of a storytelling time. And that's always a powerful time, because it takes the word of God that we're talking about and teaching here, and it puts it down into life situations of things that happen all the time. And it makes the word of God take on flesh, which is you and me. Now, everybody's got a story. And since this is my live stream, I guess I'm going to be telling my stories mostly. I tell other people's stories too, but I'll tell my stories because they're stories I know. And that way you don't make up any details. It's all truth. And it's real things that happen to us while we're standing on the real word of God. Now, Angel had asked me if I could get her one of these. This is called the Thompson Chain Reference. The supplier I had that I use was out at the point when I called last weekend, and I'm going to call tomorrow at noon and see if they're, or probably 12:30, 1 o'clock, and see if they got another, if the supply has been rebuilt. You know, I encourage you to get a Bible. Don't just listen. Let this time when we're seem to be locked in, or whatever the word is, make this a time of learning much about God.
Amen.
I mean, after a while, after a certain number of days, there's nothing else left on TV to watch. And why do you want to keep watching all the news shows? That's just going to fill you with fear. And right now, folks, you don't even know what's real and what's not real. There's way too many reports that have come from doctors and medical staff that people are being tagged COVID-19 and it had nothing to do with it. and had nothing to do with it. Now, I'm not trying to make you afraid. I'm trying to cause you to be able to have a little more boldness to turn that stuff off and not sit there and watch it. Because it's just filled with fear. The numbers have already proved that America's ahead of the curve. We've flattened the curve in many places. There's many medical facilities that have actually laid people off because there's nothing there. So the idea is get your Bible out. Some of the best reading you'll ever read anywhere in your life is the book of Genesis. It's 50 chapters long. It is the beginning of God and the earth and how God's people came to be known as God's people. When you read Genesis chapter 12, from Abraham, and then 14, you learn where God set up the process so that you and I, even if we're not Jewish people by relative or by nationality, have access to all of the blessings that are in this word, because it was given to his people. Foreign nations didn't have access to it. But when you begin to read that, now all of a sudden you can say, wait, that's what they're talking about. That's what that story's about. Some of it you're going to say, how does that happen? You're going to be like, this is a messed up deal. You know, one of them I want to do tonight is I want you to go to the book of Joshua. We'll start out with this. The book of Joshua. That's right after Deuteronomy.
That's right after the noon prayer today.
We're going to go to the book of Joshua. Joshua was the leader that took over after Moses. Now, we're talking about spiritual weapons. One of the greatest spiritual weapons that you have is prayer. Now, on Saturday night, we were talking about spiritual weapons, and we pretty much just dealt with faith as a spiritual weapon. And it is probably the most powerful spiritual weapon we have, because, like Paul said, we call things that are not as though they are. We're not like those that say, well, I'm not sick, I'm not sick, I'm not sick, and you are. We don't deny the sickness, we deny its right to stay. If you want to type that in, that's fine. You can do that. We don't deny the sickness. We deny its right to stay in us. We are filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And if sickness couldn't stick to Jesus and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, then sickness can't stick to you and I, because we're filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah. You know, Jeff, there's so many people that have made that statement. And I can tell you that day, I didn't show up saying, where's Jeff? Where's Jeff? Where's Jeff? That day, which every one of us get this, that when I was driving from my city, 2.5 hour drive, was I on my Harley? I don't remember. The whole time I drive, I say, make me a blessing to someone today. And that day, it was you. And you've been a wonderful friend ever since then. And like anybody that's here, anything I can do. I mean, I've known Gwen since high school. Anything I can do. I'm not just your friend, I'm your brother. Well, let me just tell you, anybody that wants to know, the ride on my motorcycle from West Branch to Traverse City is amazing. It's a great ride. About 2.5 hours, unless you're in a hurry, then it's, you know, 2.5 hours, it's 2 hours and 25 minutes. Make me a blessing to someone today, Jesus. Evening, Brother Tim. Love you, man. We are in Joshua chapter 10.
I love the word.
And we're probably just going to read down through verse 27. We're just going to read it. It's just us, and we got time to read, so we might as well read.
There we go.
This is a story about prayer and the importance of it. Joshua chapter 10, verse number 1. Came to pass when Adoni-Zedek, how would you like to have that name? Adoni-Zedek, the king of Jerusalem, heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and its king, so he had done to Ai and its king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them, that they feared greatly because Gibeon was a great city, like one of the royal cities,
wow,
and because it was greater than Ai, and all its men were mighty. Therefore, Adoni-Zedek, king of Jerusalem, sent to Hoham, king of Hebron, Piram, king of Jarmuth, Japhia, king of Lachish, and Deber, king of Eglon, saying, come up to help me, come up to me and help me, that we may attack Gibeon, for it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon gathered together and went up, they and all their armies, and camped before Gibeon and made war against it. Now, listen. Those guys were about as dumb as the devil is right now fighting America in this situation. Now, listen. This isn't politics. There's a demon behind what's happening, folks. And we're the most powerful force, and God gives us the ability with the keys of the kingdom to bind what needs to be bound and to loose what needs to be loosed.
Amen. Amen.
This is how dumb sin will make you right here. Because these guys have already heard how God dried up the Red Sea. They've already heard what happened to Zion and Og. They've already heard what's happened to Ai and Jericho. They just said it. And Gibeon was afraid of them, so they come out and made peace with Joshua. Why these people didn't just flee north, head up into Turkey, who knows? Except the devil will make you dumb, and sin will make you stupid. And worse than just sin, corruption and wickedness. There's else here. Will make you so stupid. You'll take on an enemy you already know is what the devil hasn't figured out by the time Joshua got there, that if it's going to be received.
Pause.
I'll never forget it either, man. Never. One of the most honorable things I've ever been able to be a part of. It's an amazing day. Let's keep reading. Verse 6. And the men of Gibeon sent to Joshua at the camp of Gilgal, saying, do not forsake your servants. I mean, they killed and lied, and God said, you made a covenant, you got to keep it. Look at this. Come up to us quickly, save us, for all the kings of the Amorites who dwell in the mountains have gathered together against us. Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hand. God has said that over and over through the prophet to you and I in this day. In this day. In this day. Right here, 2020. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm just going to read it. No, don't need to go there. I'm just going to read this. You need to hear this. And where did it go? Wow, there it is. This is from the prophet, the great prophet of the day. The thing that makes Brother Jerry so great is when he prophesies, he's going to speak the word of God. And it's amazing the thing that's happened where this man has gone all over the world. But the other side that makes Brother Jerry awesome is he's a biker. Has a huge organization called Chariots of Light. Good group of folks. He believes that Harleys ought to be loud like that. This is the word God gave him in October of 2019. In 2020, I will open a new door and you will experience supernatural increase beyond anything you have experienced before. That was in the fall of 19. All right? So everybody's looking today saying, well, it don't look like that. But when you believe the prophet, you prosper. Now, God just spoke to Joshua here in this verse, verse number 8. Do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hand, and not a man of them shall stand before you. No different than God speaking to that man, that word, is this prophesying. This is what he gave him. On April the 2nd, I believe it was, of 2020. Do not fret and do not fear. I still plan to give you a supernatural year. It's not over and you will not fail. Didn't I tell you the gates of hell would not prevail? Rest in me and I will see you through. I'll bring to pass all I said I would do. So thank your Father in heaven. You have a choice. You can choose to fear or you can choose to rejoice. So rejoice and do not cease. That's a prophetic word. Second Chronicles 20:20. Make sure you put that in there. Second Chronicles 20:20 says, when we believe the prophet, we'll prosper.
Amen.
It's one of our weapons. It's one of the weapons. You may not even realize it was a weapon, but that's okay. It is a weapon, and it's a very, very powerful one. Let's get back to Joshua, verse 9. Joshua, therefore, came upon them suddenly, having marched all night from Gilgal. 10. The Lord routed them before Israel, killed them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, chased them along the road that goes to Beth Horon, and struck them down as far as Azekah and Makkedah. Verse 11, and it happened as they fled before Israel and were on the descent of Beth Horon, that the Lord cast down large hailstones from heaven on them as far as Azekah, and they died. There were more who died from the hailstones than the children of Israel killed with the sword.
Wow.
Hail still exists, guys.
Hail still exists. Jesus.
Still exists. I'm not asking anybody to get hailstone, but I am saying this. Our Constitution will be defended, and it will be by angels and God Almighty. Because I believe, and I see us, and I see America, and I see us strong right here from God's word. People that do know their God, and we do, we'll be strong and do exploits. Let's keep reading. Verse 12, Joshua spoke to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered us. And said in the sight of Israel, listen to what Joshua said, son, stand still over Gibeon, and Moon in the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still, and the moon stopped, till the people had revenge upon their enemies. The sun stood still, and the moon stopped. Is this not written in the book of Jasher, or Joshua? The sun stood still in the midst of heaven and did not hasten to go down for about a whole day. And there has been no day like that, before it or after it, that the Lord heeded the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel. Then Joshua returned and all Israel with him to the camp at Gilgal. Now, let's stop right here for a minute. And we'll probably just stop right here. Think about this. If you know anything about the universe, the sun doesn't move. All the planets revolve around the sun in their different orbits. So Joshua said, sun, stand still. His prayer was, his declaration was, sun, stand still. But folks, the sun was already standing still.
Amen.
But look at what it said. This is verse 12. And moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. When one of the Apollos was on the moon and it wouldn't refire, one of the great astronauts said, factor in the day. They prayed. All of America was praying. We were watching it. They prayed and said, God help us. When astronauts said, factor in the day that the sun stood still for Joshua. And the engines fired off. It's part of history. Look it up. See, the sun never moved. But God didn't look down out of heaven and say, hey, Josh, guess what? You didn't ask me for the right thing, so you don't get it today. How many times have we looked up to heaven and asked God to do something and then thought, well, he might not answer that prayer because I don't even know if I said it right. There's a principle here. And there's a verse of scripture in the New Testament that says he knows what we need before we even ask. I don't have that reference. I'll have it for you in a minute. Maybe some of you can help me with it. I'll give you two guesses. It's not in my notes. But here's the point. You might feel in despair right now about what's happening in America. Well, don't. Joshua was the leader for the children of Israel, but he wasn't in despair.
Right.
Because God said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you.
Matthew 6:8.
All right. Everybody turn there. Matthew 6:8. I want you to see this. Because there's a lot about religion that says a lot of things that it just isn't God. And I don't believe they do it on purpose. It's just what so-and-so said and what other so-and-so said. And yeah, this is it. Yeah, it's the Lord's Prayer. Look at this. Matter of fact, we'll just read it. We'll read from verse 5, Matthew 6:5, and we'll read down to verse 15. All right? And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites. Uh-oh. God is going to expose the hypocrites right now through Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And if you look at your Bible, you'll notice this is all red. Have you ever made the statement, I don't go to church because of too many hypocrites? Well, everywhere you go, you're going to find hypocrites. Don't let them keep you out of a good place to worship. And if it's not a good place to worship, get to a place that's a good place to worship. But I got a word for you. As soon as you show up, it won't be perfect.
Yeah.
Because you're there. No, come on. It'll be perfect. Because God said through Jesus, be therefore perfect as I am perfect. And that means you and I get to have God help us make a place perfect. And you can't do it. Even with Sister Big Mouth. Mother Big Mouth. Yeah. Yep. Even when they're hypocrites. That's what it says. When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the street, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, they have their reward. What's their reward? They were able to be seen by men. When men saw them, that's the end. That's the reward. That's the reward. Not their prayers answered. The only reward they received for their prayer is men's song.
Men's song.
Keep reading. 6. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. So that's a private prayer between you and God. Now, if you are at our house, I don't pray quiet very seldom ever. And then the whole couch said amen. Oh, no, it's who I am. Once I found out who God was in me and who I am in him, I'll be bold everywhere I go. If I'm awake, this mouth is speaking the wonderful word of God, and we're going to see. Yeah, if you've ever watched War Room, that's probably a little bit more like me. But I got so used to just praying everywhere I was. If I'm with you, I might just take off praying right next to you. Because God and I, we just talk all day long, and that's what he wants for all of us to do. But what he's talking about here is when you get alone privately with him. And I really, let's see, it's not that I recommend it. I challenge you. I beseech you. I encourage you. I beg you. Begin to find some private time alone with God in your Bible. Just open it up and start reading. You may say, I don't know where to read. Well, I do. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the book of Acts. And when you get done, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the book of Acts. And when you get done, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the book of Acts.
Amen.
It's the teachings of Jesus and the beginning of the church. If you hear me speaking verses that say something to you, then I encourage you, write those verses down. And just meditate in them. Write them out on a piece of paper, longhand. Type them on your computer. Put them on some cards. Put them on the sink or on the mirror in the bathroom. I've got them. I got verses all over the house. Why? Because I'm going to meditate in that law day and night. Why? Because it's going to make me like a tree. I'm going to be solid in him. And therefore, I'm going to know the word, and I'm going to know what to say, when to say it, and how to say it. And like Angel said, it's your war room. And that's a really good movie if you've not seen it. That's a really good movie. If in all of your TV watching in the last 13 days you've not watched War Room, well, turn the rest of it off and turn on War Room, because it's a powerful movie in the day that we live. Let's keep reading. I'm on verse number 7. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. So prayer is one of the most powerful spiritual weapons that we have.
Amen.
But there's many people who believe that by the repetitious amount of prayer that you say, that's what makes God hears you. Well, that's just... In the Old Testament, you had to spend a lot of time before God. You had to have all your sacrifice made. And it was all of a whole, the whole religious was from works, what you could get done. But that's not the New Testament. Jesus tore the veil of the temple from top to bottom. When he died and said it's finished,
Amen.
Angels grabbed a hold of that veil and ripped that thing apart, and he opened up the Holy of Holies for you and I to go into it. That's what happened. That shook the whole earth. The glory of God was in there. That shook everything. And that gave us access to go from you and I, from us straight to the Father. We don't have to go through a human. Now, many people have never been taught that. So they don't ever have a private time alone with God. It's one of the most valuable, one of those most amazing processes of your Christian life is to get alone with God and just start talking to him. You, at the beginning, you'll be like, hi, God. and if you could hear him then, and sometimes people do and some don't, it doesn't matter. Just keep talking to him. He's going to say, how are you? He will talk to you that way. He is your Father.
He's your Father. Amen.
Romans 8, 14 and 15.
Amen.
You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. He's your Father. He's going to talk to you like a father would talk to you. He's going to give you the best advice you could ever have because he's the one that created this whole thing. So Jesus is saying here, when you pray, don't just say a bunch of repetitive words. Let's keep going. Verse 8. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you need before you ask him. Hi, Debbie. God knows what you need before you even ask him. Now, think about that statement. Then why does he need me to ask him? Because nothing happens in God until somebody asks for it.
Come on.
You're not born again till you ask for it. You're not filled with the Holy Spirit till you ask for it. You don't begin to get this word moving in your heart until you speak something. You got to say something. The whole kingdom is based on your words. Proverbs, the power of life and death is in your tongue. Romans chapter 10, verse 10. Believe in your heart, speak with your mouth, and you will be saved. That's how the kingdom works. What did God use when he made creation? Of course, when he made us, he made mud, and he breathed into him the breath of life. But all the rest of creation, he spoke to it.
He spoke to it.
And he made us in his image. Had Adam not messed it up, what did Adam do to every animal that came to him? He named that animal. What was Adam supposed to do to the whole world where Satan had hit the earth and destroyed it? Literally, that says the earth was without form and void, and darkness. Satan hit the earth, and darkness hit here. It just put darkness everywhere. But God sent Adam here, planted a garden for him, made him in his image, and then said, "Be fruitful, multiply, subdue the whole earth." Well, how was he going to do that? Everywhere he went, he was going to name every plant. He was going to name every animal. He was going to name it all. Where did he get the vocabulary? He got the vocabulary from God. How big a vocabulary can a man have? I don't know. I can hear somebody saying, I don't know. Most men's words we really want to say. Well, he'll give you a much greater vocabulary than that. Just by reading the Holy Word of God. Say it. He knows what I need before I even ask. Look at verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's given us the example, the model. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. It's the model prayer. But there's no value in saying it 50 times in one day. God likes it when we pray, but he wants us to pray according to his word. And he wants us to learn to talk to him. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and they follow me. Well, there's only one way you're going to learn his voice, and that's read this book, because this book is his voice. Let's read verse 14 here. Jesus isn't done with his statement because he begins verse 14 with the word for. That's not a beginning verse. That is because of what you just heard. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. What's he talking about? When you're praying, make sure that when you're praying, you have a heart full of forgiveness for everybody in your life. I understand what that's all about. Everybody's got to deal with that. One guy said when he was preaching, he said, when you begin to speak to the mountain and to remove and be cast into the sea, and this Jesus reference in Mark chapter 11, verses, you know, like 21 to 25, when you begin to speak to the mountain to be removed and somebody's face shows in your prayer, you got to realize you probably need to forgive that person, because there's no reason that that person's face is going to show up unless there's a problem. Jesus put those two verses right in the middle of our prayer session. Have you asked God to do something big for you and you don't see it happening? We'll check your heart. Have you forgiven everybody?
No, Jesus help us.
Huh. Well, let's just talk about forgiveness. Why do we forgive people? I know, so I get to heaven. Well, but that's that whole, if you don't do this, you're going to hell doctrine. And that don't ever do anything good. Let's just deal with that one more time. There's no way you or I know if someone's going to hell or not. Unless you're their spiritual leader and God speaks to you about them, how do you know?
How do you know? You don't.
You don't know if they just prayed a prayer of salvation and they're still working on getting their flesh in line. You don't know. So quit your judging people. I'll say it with a smile. Quit judging people.
Amen.
I don't care how holy is the person. Wait, I don't care how holy the person is, people. They ain't too holy if they're judging them. Now, if you happen to go to a church where somebody is making a mess and doing wrong things, the Apostle Paul did say at one point that you have to call people out. But that means that person's doing something really drastic. And when he's called out, everybody in the church already knew it anyways. So the bottom line is, Quit judging people. You just don't know. How do you know? You don't know. You and I don't know if they just left a time of prayer and come out having talked to God to say, help me, Lord, to never do that again. And you're the first person they meet and boom, they messed up again. Have you? Has it ever been you that did that? I can tell you right now, it is me that did that.
Just one.
I've done that. I've had God say, do not say that, and walk out the door and say it to somebody, and then you just go sit down in the car like, I'm such a failure. No, what you're doing is somebody did something to you. It hurt your heart. It got inside of you. And when that happens, there's only one thing to do, and that is to forgive instantly. Or just forgive them instantly. Just say, Jesus, I don't know why they did it. I don't know why they have done it, but I know this. I've done a whole lot of things to you, and you know what? My sin that caused you to die on the cross is just as bad as their sin that they just sinned against me. I forgive them.
Yeah.
I drop the charges.
Amen. Drop the charges.
Because that's what forgiveness does.
Is
you drop the charges between you and God and that person. And just say, I surrender them into your hands, Lord, you judge them. Love how God moves when we get together. You guys are such a great bunch of study people. Look at this. John 10:16. Hey, thank you, angel. Other sheep I have, which not of this fold also, that I must bring, they shall hear my voice, and there should be one fold and one shepherd. That's what we're under right here, you and I. That's good. We are to forgive because we can't have a good relationship with Christ if we don't forgive, because God is love and he forgave the ones who hung with him on the cross and they couldn't go make anything right with anybody. The one guy said, remember me, and the other guy cursed him. So that guy went to hell and that guy went to heaven, whichever side they were on. But let's look at this verse. Go with me to Romans chapter. Somebody say, I love the word.
My toes.
I love the word. Let's go to Romans chapter 14. And we'll start with verse number 1, angel, and we'll probably go, we'll read down there ways, probably down through 13, 1 through 13. There we go. This is all from praying. Somebody shout, I love the word. I love the word. It's filled with life. His word is able to make you stand. Romans 14 is going to talk about forgiving your brother in chapter form. Verse number 1. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. Now, it says weak in the faith. That can be somebody who's brand new to God and the kingdom of God, but that could also be somebody who's gone to a church where they don't even teach the word, and they've just been there and been a part of a situation, and all of a sudden said, you know what, I'm not growing, I don't know nothing about the Bible, I'm going to go find a place where I can grow and develop. Well, that person may have been in the kingdom for 50, been around the kingdom for 50 years, but never been born again. I remember Brother Hagin telling a story about being in a service, and he said at the end of the service, he gave an altar call, and he said the most holy lady in the church came up for the altar call. And he said, I looked at her and said, sister, I called people up here to be saved. She said, I know. She goes, no. She said, in this message you preached tonight, I realized that I've been around this church my whole life and have never been born again. She said, I grew up here my whole life and I've always been a good person and done good, but I've never said, Jesus, come in. Now, you might find that hard to believe, but there's a lot of people that are that way. 14:1, receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to dispute over doubtful things. I don't know if you've been around the kingdom very long, but it doesn't take long, and all of a sudden you realize the Baptists are against the Catholics, and the Catholics against the Baptists, and the Methodists against the Pentecostals, and the Pentecostals against the Baptists. And what a bunch of uselessness. Why would any of us be against another brother? Why? They're fighting to serve God with all of their might. So why would you look at somebody else and say they're wrong? I understand. Now listen, I have been around the kingdom for 57 years today, the 13th. February, March. I've been around the years for 57 years, 3 months, and 1 day. All right? My mom and dad were pastors when I was born. I've been in this kingdom ever since. I know bad things happen. I know all the doctrines why that church is wrong and that one says that one's wrong and everybody talks about everybody being wrong. And you know what? When it's in heaven, you're just going to have one of everybody out there. Now, they've all had to have made a decision for Jesus, because that's the only way you get to heaven is through him. But quit saying that anybody can't find God, because God's going to, if you say that, he's going to put one right in front of you that he made it in.
Right there on your street.
And it does no good to call out the other person because they don't agree with the doctrine that you agree. This is our textbook. If we all are walking in love one with another, we're all going to end up at the same place.
Amen.
What are we talking about?
One Lord.
Prayer. You ever been in one of those situations where you was in a big building and somebody said, on the count of three, I want everybody to say the name of their denomination. So one, two, three, and everybody shouts the name of their denomination, and it just makes a big old muddled mess. And then they say, now on the count of three, everybody say the name of your Lord. And it's one big shout, Jesus. See, when we come down to the unity of the faith, it's Jesus.
Amen.
Now, you can have your doctrines, whatever, believe whatever. But most of all, believe this. Don't just follow the doctrine of a man. Two of my heroes, the greatest heroes I have, are Brother Kenneth E. Hagin and Dr. Lester Summerall. If you want to hear some stories, then you go listen to Dr. Lester Summerall. Now let me tell you, he don't play no games. Now he's already in heaven. But that man walked half of this earth on his feet. In his 83 years here, he was such a when he was on this earth, he was such an authority on demons and the demonic forces that the United States Supreme Court actually asked him to come testify at a hearing because of a person and some horrible crime they committed. This man was amazing, but he's got stories that just don't end. What God helped him do. But Brother Summerall would say, don't follow my teaching, follow the Christ that I follow. And both of those men would say, listen, when I get done, you write down these references and study them for yourself. Brother Hagin probably wrote 60 or 70, who knows, maybe 100 books in his lifetime. Same thing for Summerall, probably wrote 100 books in his lifetime. But there ain't one of them that are going to say, this should be the doctrine of the church. They're going to say, this is how I found God and what I know about him. Make sure you follow this Bible. Summerall would always say, if you boys don't get farther down the road than what I got, you will have failed the revelation that I received and gave to you freely.
Wow, Jesus.
You and I. Well, if we're going to get the revelation these men of old had, we're going to have to do one thing, and that's devour this book like they did.
Amen.
Because then the truth will make you free. You got me. I'm way out there, but somebody holler. Circle the wagons and drink a cup of coffee. Let's keep going on this judging people. Yes, we are our brothers and sisters. Amen. That's good. I agree. Can I tell you a denominational story?
Please.
Should I?
Yes.
Sure.
Sure. Well, I'm approaching the home to tell the story, but I'm going to tell it because you can't stop me. When I was, okay, so here's what you can type in now, Angel. Denominational story, all right? When I first started pastoring in 1995 in West Branch, Dr. Barclay's my ordaining elder. We got Brother Alejandro. All right, welcome. 1411, Isaiah 45, Philip. Every knee will bow. Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. That's awesome, man. Them are all my favorite verses of the whole Bible. Anyways, when I first started my church in my little town, I just felt like God said, go there and start a church. Well, all right. I just got to do what he gives me to do. Now get this story. And I said, Lord, help me. Help me know what to do in my town. My pastor, Dr. Mark T. Barclay, always said, listen, what works in Midland may not work in your town. He lives in Michigan where Don, and he's like, what I do may not work for you in your city. You got to do what works for you in your city. But he told me this. He said, I want you to go to the meeting when they have what they called, in our town, it was called the clergy fellowship, where all the pastors and the priests and the elders or whatever of the different churches all got together and met once a month. And it was an interesting situation. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. And I was praying one day, and Jesus said, why? I met with the publicans. And I said, all right, I'll go. And they met in the bar at the country club.
Like this story, so don't let it play, and then we'll be done.
And I'm like, well, I ain't never been in a bar in my life. I grew up in a preacher's home. Yeah, thanks for joining tonight, guys. Serious. Welcome. Debbie and Alejandro. You guys seem to have the same last name. Are you married? Sisters and brothers. I know you're married. Welcome. So I said, I'm going, and then I realized it's in this bar. I'm going to a meeting of preachers, and I'm thinking, what are we doing meeting in a bar, you know? But it's the country club, and I've been in restaurants before where they had alcohol and stuff, you know. And so I finally got over myself. Your in-laws. We got the in-laws and the outlaws here tonight. That's awesome. Yeah, when you can get along with your in-laws, that's really good. So I show up, I finally get my courage up and I go, and I'm like, what are we going to do here? And there was this real long skinny table. It went all the way across the bar there, right up by the bar. And at lunchtime in this country club, the place was packed. And so the guy at the other end of the table, he was very soft spoken guy. And, that's awesome. No, boy, you got the in-laws watching. I can't hear the guy on the other end, and I'm listening, but, you know, it's a long table. There's a lot of noise. And I kept saying, I'm sorry, guys, I can't hear what you're saying. And I sat between two Latter-day Saints guys. Now, everybody listen to me. Please listen to me. And I finally said, you know, guys, I really want to come and be a part of this and be a part of what you're doing, best friend. But I can't hear a word that you guys are saying. Is there some place we could go to have this meeting right here? And maybe they would bring our sandwiches from the kitchen to where we are. This was 1995. And immediately the Lutheran pastor spoke up and said, well, let's go over to my church. And he's right across the street And I'm thinking, yeah, why don't we go to a church? We are pastors. The owner of the cafe there, whatever you call it, he come out and they're like, hey, man, would you bring our sandwich? He goes, I would love to bring them over there to your church. And up we went, and we all went over to this church, this Lutheran church. And we got Baptists, and we didn't have a Baptist. We had Methodists and Episcopals and Lutherans and Catholics and me. I was a non-denominational church. We had a charismaniac there. The Catholic youth worker was there. And here we are now at the church. Well, now that it's quiet, we can all hear each other. And one of them said, well, Brother Sam, thank you for saying that. This feels good. And I'm thinking, we're preachers and we're in a church. Where else do you think we should be? And so they talk for a little bit. I'm usually a quiet guy when I go to meetings like this. I got to find my place. You know, some of you don't think I'm quiet, but that's all right. Finally, I looked at him. I said, can I say something, brothers? And they're like, yeah. I said, you guys keep talking about you want more pastors to come out here. So in case you didn't know this, if you went to Bible colleges that I went to, we never go to a bar anywhere. So if you want them to show up, you probably got to have our meeting somewhere besides where there's a bar. And then I said, besides that, we're pastors. Why wouldn't we meet in somebody's church? And they're like, well, you know, it's nice for the community all together and sandwiches. And I'm like, I understand that, but we're not gathering to do something in business. We're gathering to do something that's spiritual and lead our community spiritually. And everybody unanimously said, you know, you're right. And we never went back there. Never again. We always met in the church. Now, why did you say that? Because I was sitting between two Latter-day Saint guys. You never would have guessed that I can be quiet. I can be quiet. I know when to speak and when to speak. But here's the reality. I sat between those Latter-day Saint guys and they were in our community, and they were really wonderful men. And the more I got around them, the more I realized these guys actually have had an experience where somewhere they were born again, because I'd get close to them and my spirit would begin to bear witness with their spirit that they'd actually been born again. And I left one of the meetings one time, and I got in my car and I said, Jesus, it is impossible that those two men are born again. He said, oh, well, that's all right. I don't mind you sitting on my throne. That's fine. And I'm like, hold it. What did you just say? He goes, if you want to be Lord instead of my throne, that's fine. Go ahead. Goes, well, why can't they have had an experience and know Jesus? I said, because all of those ladies think they're going to hell. Well, then guess what I got all the way home? Yeah. I got a lesson from the head of the church about exactly what my doctrine was. And this is where he took me. Romans chapter 14. Who are you and I to say who's born again and who's not? Because you can lump all the people from that church together and say, because they go into that building, all of them believe that doctrine? See, sometimes revelation is really good when it's quiet. You can hear it. It's cool. Good, it's cool. And then one day I heard them say, and I'm like, how can that be that they've actually become born again? I don't get it. You know who my next best friend in all those people was? The Catholic youth worker.
God bless the Catholic youth worker.
The guy called me all the time. We become We become amazing friends.
God bless.
The man born again and filled with the spirit of Catholic youth worker. Who do you think you are? Why would you do that? Well, here's what I quickly learned. I better not say, God, don't put one of your good folks in one of the midst of that group of people. You know what he said? He said, my greatest challenge, wonderful man of God. He said, my greatest challenge is I can't get the kids to realize they need to be born again, not just confirmed. And I'm thinking, what did you just say? You can't be a Catholic. You can't say those kind of words. Who are you? What's wrong with you? Stop being a Catholic and be what you are. I got a really good revelation for y'all. Jesus is Lord, not Sam Cottle. And not you either. I'll never forget that day. That man got a flag line at me. And I could tell he was coming to the end to talk to me about God. Have I ever got a whooping from God? Yeah, I've got quite a few of those. And I decided not to keep getting them. Yeah, we are. And there's some people that's going to look at you and me when we get to heaven and say, whoa, how'd you get here? That's worth a few smiley faces too. But this guy come down there and stood next to me and started asking me questions about God, and he's cussing and swearing the whole time he's doing it. And I'm thinking, what is your deal? This is a good story of worship in the woods, Angel. You're quiet. We would have never guessed. I really do know how to be quiet. Who knows? And I'm standing there talking to this guy, trying to help him find God. And all of a sudden, I begin to see that my spirit is bearing witness. And I begin to think, how in this world can my spirit bear witness with his spirit when he's standing there cussing and swearing right now while he's talking to me about God? How can that be? Think about it. This is what he said. He said, I was in Vietnam. Get this. I was in Vietnam, and he said, I met some Christians. We were going into a heavy firefight. And he said, before we went, they prayed with us all. And he said, we said the sinner's prayer. And the Catholic priest would come by and give him communion. But he said, before this battle, we went in and said, something happened on the inside of me when we said that prayer. I found God in the jungle. Well, you know, obviously he survived. He said after that, one of the chaplains came, and he said, whoever we got in contact, whoever the chaplain was then that came by, he said, what do I do? And he said, they all had a little New Testament from the Gideons or something. He said, when you get home to America, find a church, and they'll help you know how to be a good Christian. But you're right with God if you should die in the jungle in a firefight. I said, well, that's interesting, man. I'm glad you found Jesus. So now I'm thinking, he found Jesus, and nobody has ever taught this guy how to talk and how not to talk. I said, so what's the rest of your story? He said, when I got back here and I went to church, the church I went to said, you're weird. You don't fit here. Don't come back. So what do you think he did? He said, I didn't find God in the church building. I found him in the woods. And I don't know why that person said that to me. I want God as much as anybody inside that church. So he said, I go out to the woods, and that's where God and I talk. And then you know what his deal was? Do you think that God still loves me? Now, guys, he's a man, and when he stands before Jesus, he'll give an account for what he did. But there's a church full of people who looked at him and said, you're weird. You're not like us. Don't come back here. Now, what do you think Jesus thinks about that church? Hey, wait. You might not agree with me, and you don't have to. The cool thing is, Jesus agrees with me.
Yeah, amen.
And so does his word. That first verse says, don't do this to people who are weak in the faith. It doesn't matter that by the time he got to a church, he was probably a 22-year-old young man that had been in battle, survived combat in Vietnam, had faced the most horrible places you can ever be in anyone's life, watching your friends die and then keep fighting and having to shoot and kill people that you don't even want to shoot and kill. And then you, the church, just say, you're weird, you're not like us, don't come back. What do you think Jesus felt about that church for a while? Jesus said, there's many people that will show up on that day that will say, Lord, Lord, we cast out demons in your name. We healed the sick. We raised the dead. And Jesus will say, depart from me. I never knew you. They did it in his name. I said, brother, you walk with God. Like I tell you every day, I said, you get a Bible. You read Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and the book of Acts. That's the life of Jesus and the beginning of the church. And when you get done, start all over again. And don't read it in your mind. Read it out loud so your ears can hear it. And I said, you're already walking with God. You already know God. You know how to find him. And someday he'll lead you back to another church. And don't judge every church by the first one. He goes, really? I said, no, have you ever been in a place and got a bad hamburger? He goes, yeah. I said, did you stop eating hamburgers? Well, no. I said, you just never went back there to that place and got a hamburger, right? He said, yeah. I said, well, there it is. He goes, I was just so ashamed because I was so weird they wouldn't accept me. I just didn't even try anymore. And I said, well, I understand. Understand that. Because your heart was young. Some people will say, well, how can you say that after all those years, if that's all he ever knows about Jesus, he'll get to heaven? Because if he went to the woods every single weekend to find God and talk to him, what a shame that not another Christian man ever approached him in his whole life. When I met him, he was in his 60s. Never approached him in his whole life and said, hey, can I be a blessing to you? I met another man on the flag line there.
Right. Flag line stories, because I know him. He will tell stories all night long. And we started out in Joshua, and we ended up in Romans. And hold on. Give me just a second here. Sometimes you just got to know when to take a screenshot and when not. Rebecca, is this live? No, that's just us. Who all's here? Sunday, Rebecca, Roger. All y'all are the toughest people there ever was. Sister Francetta is here. Christine's here. Sister Leanne's here. Brother Dan's here. Sister Gwen. Whoops. I'm missing something here. Isn't that something? Lost that whole browser. Brother Dan, you're on the computer. I've just lost you. Just stay there. Don't move. But, you know, I'm basically saying the same thing on this program as I've been saying all week. But, well, the Holy Spirit was saying the same thing. Let's get it out of the human. I'll get this fixed in my life sooner or later. See it. The Holy Spirit is saying the same thing. Learn to hear the Father's voice. I didn't hear Father saying, trust Brother Bill on the flag line. My spirit bore witness with that man's spirit that he was born again. Same things with Brother Mike, who's a Catholic youth worker there in West Branch at the Catholic Church. Same thing with the two men that were the Latter-day Saints. My spirit bore witness with their spirit. And in so doing, I knew on the inside of my life I could trust them. And therefore, what are we learning to do? We're learning to hear the voice of God, and we're learning to trust in God that we will make things happen just like this for other people. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I want us to pray this part of our message today. And then we'll receive our communion together and be done. And we'll probably watch the rest of this video tomorrow night because I like this teaching. This guy's doing pretty good tonight. When you find somebody that knows how to preach good, you should listen to him every now and then, especially when he's yourself. But anyways, let's pray and we'll close this part of the sermon, our message out for tonight. Everybody just pray this. Well, I'll pray. You pray. You agree with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this wonderful word that the Holy Spirit spoke as we were studying in 2020 during the pandemic. Thank you, Father, that you give us life. You give us help. You give us strength. You give us wisdom. And the revelation comes to us wide open. Night, as long as we're looking for you to teach us and give us instruction. Bless every person that's been here tonight. May they find an understanding of revelation of who you are. And Lord, may we learn to receive anybody you bring to us and grow and develop and help them grow and develop. And most of all, help us build that relationship with you, Father, where we hear your voice and we do what we see you do every single day. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Sister Leanne has put the verses in. Is that right? Thank you. Verses in. Appreciate it. Now, here we go with our communion element. Now, you may be like, wait, hold on, I gotta catch everybody up here. I gotta catch up to everybody. Somebody send me an invitation. Now, there it is. I can tell I found the right spot because I can hear myself. Brother Roger, bless you. Sister Rebecca, bless you. We bless you, Francetta and Christine. Thank you for being here with us. Roger, Sunday Geyser, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen. I was just looking for some names there just so I can be a blessing to you guys. And we pray God's blessing on your life every single day. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 28. Are you ready? For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. do this in remembrance of me. Often, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. His death, his birth, his sinless life, his ministry, his suffering. That's what you proclaim every time, because you can't really take any part of it away from any of the rest of it, because any man could die, and that doesn't make it a powerful sacrifice. Any man could suffer on the cross, but that doesn't make it a powerful sacrifice. Many men were beaten with the cat of nine tails, but none of that was effective without Jesus living a sinless life, his whole life, having never sinned. Thank God that Jesus did that.
Amen.
Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John, I love these verses in about judgment. Verse chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. God's perfect love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I like that. Why do you want to have boldness in the day of judgment? Because I've been judged before in my life. I don't like that. I want to be able to be bold on that day. Why can we be bold, preacher? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Perfect love. Cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. Ready? For all of those of you that might be new with us today, we're going to receive communion together. We're going to start it out with the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. Hang on. I'm the cat release door. It's okay. It's a new thing I've learned while I'm here in the seat of the community of faith. It's called the prayer of salvation. You're not joining the church. You're not joining the denomination. We're not going to give you a list of rules of do's and don'ts. We're going to introduce you to the Father. And when by receiving Jesus into your life, he changes every part about you. You'll no longer have the same battle going on the inside. There'll still be fiery darts to come at you, but it'll have changed on the inside, and you'll be of the nature of God. Pray this with me. Mean it from the depths of your heart. I'll say a couple words. You follow after me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know.
According to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again.
And you rose again.
On the third day.
On the third day.
And put your hands out and just say, Jesus, I receive you into my life.
Jesus, I receive you into my life.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of
pray
God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. If you prayed that from the depths of your heart, you're now right with God. And you now have been restored to a relationship with the Father in heaven. How awesome is that? Adam and Eve sinned, lost their relationship with God. When you're born again, restored to that Garden of Eden relationship with God, and God wants you to be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, and take dominion. How cool is that? Not only did you get born again and your sins aren't held against you anymore, you're now made one with the Father, and you have a perfect relationship with him. One person said, Pastor, that's crush. Well, Jesus, the light of the world, just filled you with light. Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, just filled you with faith. Jesus just came with all of his righteousness, and it obliterated all the sin of your life. Now we just got to get you to understand it. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus, like literally, like in all reality, you are now an heir of God. And we're going to truly help you walk with God. Let's bless our communion elements. We'll receive them together tonight. Hold your elements up and we'll pray over. The guy on the TV seems to be quite a ways behind the guy sitting at the table. The guy on the TV is in his severe lag. Here we go. Lift your elements up. Yeah, that's right. Say this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify
for this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and
in my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
In perfect health.
In perfect health.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
Providing perfect health.
Providing perfect health.
And in the body of Christ in my community.
And in the body of Christ in my community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
let's
name.
Let's receive this broken bread together. Thank you, Jesus. You endured the cross. And you did it all for me. Thank Jesus. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing. The blood of ready? Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin
has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have
and
become
new.
And
I thank you for it.
And I thank you for
by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over my life.
Has to pass over
and
my
cannot
life.
Be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
Always be
the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other
when you
blemish.
Come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty
in
name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the juice together. And let's sing our song we were singing last night. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Hold on, let me get a little higher. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first love me. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how because you first love me. Well, for those of you that have just been and that's your first communion, send me an email. Honestly, do it. And say, Pastor, that's the first time I've ever done this. Let me know. I want to be a blessing to you. I got a video that'll explain communion to you. Matter of fact, got two or three of them. But most of all, we have videos that'll explain how to walk the Christian life, the life. You may never figure out how to be a Christian, but you can wake up every day and say, I believe on you, Jesus. And you'll walk with him every day of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, that's it for tonight. Tomorrow at noon, we do not have a noon prayer on Saturday, so we'll see you back here again tomorrow night for Ask the Pastor. What do we call it? Saturday Night Live, question and answer. You got a question, send it to me by email or instant message me, text me, send a carrier pigeon or an A10. Send it by A10. I like them when they come over. They're pretty cool looking machines. You can just drop it right out the door. I'll get it. And I'll smile as the A10 goes by. I should tell you a real quick A10 story because we were sending off a whole bunch of troops that were an A10 unit. Mm-hmm. So there was about 150 bikes that day. And the cops blocked off both lanes. So we had the whole road. So you had one bike in each lane as we were escorting this unit to the airport. And no, they weren't an A-10. They were a helicopter unit. So as all good aeronautical men in the Air Force do to you, they thought it'd be pretty cool to buzz you. And they came up from behind so you couldn't see them. And they were about 100 feet right above us out in the country. And I tell you, you should just be raptured, jump off your bike, run out, but you did not know what to do. Scared you so bad. But good biker just holds on to it and says, I got to deal with it no matter what, you know. Another time I'm on I-75, going north, and I know this guy could see me because he was flying low maneuvers. He buzzed me, man. The jet went over first because he was going so fast. So you felt like jumping off in the ditch. Just jump. Well, then after that gets by, here comes the sound, and it's all over again.
Yeah.
Just like, don't worry about just biker stories.
Yeah.
Here we go. Till we see you again. This is what we say. The first verse of the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the very last verse of the Bible says, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. We sure do love you. Thank you for your help, Rebecca. Sister Sunday, thank you for being there. Francetta and Christine, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, Sister Leanne, Brother Roger. Who else did we see? Anybody? I don't like missing anybody. For all of you that will show up later, click like or love. Thank you. We pray for you by name. James Denny, I saw you was on earlier. And probably Brother Dave, we probably saw you on here. And I didn't see you, but you were probably there. We call you guys blessed. Sister Mary Pastorick, mm-hmm. Phyllis K. Raymond, we love you. Felicia Eicher, God bless you. Our friends all over the world. Have I named enough yet? Julian M. Bamala, Maxine McDowell, Mary Ann McDonald. Did I name some more?
Sure.
All our friends in Pakistan. All of you in 32 nations of the world, wherever you may be, we want to hear from you. I know it's tough to get stuff out right now, but we want to hear from you if it doesn't cost you your arm and your leg and your dog to get it to us. Shoot us an email and say, hey, we're listening in, and then tell us your nation. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, we'll be live in a little bit for Read the Word. Till then, this is what we have to say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you.
And Jesus is
Lord. See you tomorrow night. Now,
are you guys hungry?
I got to find where Brother Dan and them guys went.
Another day. Yes, buddy. And, you know, I never even thought until we were, like, halfway through the program when he said, should we go to the bedroom so we don't interrupt you guys? We could have been streaming from the bedroom this whole time and not been out here.
Well, you're not
here, right? I apologize. We didn't think of that before.
We're all together. That's fine.
Even if the Russians lost even 10%.
Over your dining room. So did you have a fun day today?
Me?
Sorry. Were you coming?
Why? Hey, somebody's still here. I don't even know.
Did you have a fun
no,
day
this is what's crazy. I don't even know where you are, Sunday. I don't even know how to find you.
I'm in Zoom.
But I have lost all track of other Dan.
YouTube. Then I went to Facebook to see who was on there. Then I come back to Zoom. I've been praying for you. I can pray better than I can type.
I don't know. The prayer that you typed was really nice.
Well, I meant it, you know, and God puts it on my heart to type it or to say it. That's the only way I can pray is if the Holy Spirit comes on me. And then God gives me the word to say. And he nails it usually right on the head. As a rule, it's right there. When I pray, I hear him all around, you know, trying to find the right words to say to fit the situation. But God just knows. It just flows.
Oh, he does. She wraps it really nice. And
he does.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He said he's feeling a little
bit of I don't even find you. And I still have Blog Talk Radio running somewhere. So, Brother Dan, if you're there, start talking. Because I'll find you in Sunday sooner or later. The one day I couldn't find him, and I just finally just turned the whole computer off. And when I turned the computer off, then it shut everybody else off. Huh. Well, all right. We call you blessed, Sunday. We sure love you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for the prayer. I really appreciate it. And everything, the farther we get into it, the more it releases, and we just got to fight and win. That's all it is. It's just
amen.
A battle.
Been there, done that. I know what that's like, and it's like you're being attacked.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yep. And,
it's a spiritual attack manifesting physically.
Yep.